I've been sitting here by your side every day for a long time. I've been wondering who you could be, what you would see.
Sweet Alibi are in Guelph this week for shows on Friday and Saturday evening at Magnolia Cafe. We caught up with Amber Cannell from the band. How are you doing tonight, Amber?
Excellent.
It's great to have you join us. You are on tour in Ontario just now. This tour is to support the latest album, We've Got To, which has had some great reviews. I think you were up for a Folk Award nomination, weren't you?
Yeah, we had, actually our first album was up for an Eastern Canadian Award, and now this album has been nominated for Roots Group of the Year for Canadian Western Award.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit about the band, because I think you've made two albums. That's Jesse Ray, Michelle Anderson, and yourself. So tell us a little bit about how you got together and why you enjoy making music.
Yeah, so Michelle and Jess knew each other from junior high. And Jessica was in about 5 or 6 years ago, she was in a band, a blues band. She was a singer, and I just happened to be dating her drummer. And so I met her that way, and we would kind of sing together, and I showed her some of my songs at parties and stuff, and she really liked them. So I guess her and Michelle had a bit of a plan to make a band together, and they invited me, and we got together, we wrote our first song. And then we started playing shows, just little, very little shows. We weren't really thinking anything serious about it. We were just having a lot of fun. And then people started asking, well, do you guys have a CD you would like to have, you know, take these songs home kind of thing? So Michelle was good friends with Mitch George from the Crash Test Dummies, and he offered us his recording studio to start off. And so we did that. We made an album with 14 songs. And that kind of really pushed us into what we're doing now. You know, at first we sort of were a three-piece, and now we're a full band.
Now, tell us about the second album, because the title is interesting, because the title is We've Got To. And my sense is that a lot of the reason this album came together was that feeling that you need to be moving forward. But also, I think there were some challenges getting together for the second album, weren't there?
Yeah, like there's sort of two aspects to that. There was a challenge of just recording an album because we were on the road so much. We really didn't have like a 2-week space in our schedule that allowed it. So we picked a really good producer accordingly that could do a lot of the work without us there, but still have a major influence on it. And then the other part of that was that, yeah, like we're... Jessica was fighting her own personal issues. I was fighting my personal issues, and same with Michelle. And we were having a hard time fitting that in with the schedule. And a lot of the songs have to do with that and have to do with wanting to share the songs as well. Like, We've Got To sort of means a lot of different things to all of us. Like, we've got to share the songs. We've got to make the album. We've got to keep on moving kind of thing.
Well, certainly that's one of the interesting things about them, the album itself. We played the song I'll Wait before this interview, which is a song that tends to focus on, you know, the challenges we all face as we age and may run into problems. I mean, the fact that, you know, we will all pass away sometime. But there are other songs as well on the album that I think deal with some pretty heavy issues.
Yeah. I'll Wait is probably like there's two songs that are really heavy, and I'll Wait was one of them. My mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and this was all happening while we were deciding whether to do the album and when we would do it. And I sort of came to a wall. And instead of, you know, letting it destroy me a bit, I tried to write a song, and that one sort of came out, and the girls really helped it. Me figure out the lyrics and how it would go, and so that one came from that. And Hey Hey is kind of similar. I think we were having a bit of a hard time getting together and writing, and so we really had to force it at one point, and that's where Hey Hey came from, because it really talks about like what you're gonna do with your time, and you know, how you gotta make the best of a situation even though it's not going exactly the way you want it to do.
Now, one of the songs that I certainly found most interesting was the song Get It Right, which I think actually focuses on sobriety. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah. Jessica has been sober for, I think, 2 years now. And it was a struggle for her at first. I know now it's become a lot easier for her, and she's learning to grow with it. And just like anybody does, I think she connects with a lot of people on the road who have also struggled with addiction. And just the forces that come against you in changing your life like that, especially when you're in a band on the road playing bars across the country. But she's found her way through it, and I think the song really helped.
You know, one of the things impresses me is the fact that you're so willing not just to write these songs that have these, you know, that may focus on challenging subjects, but actually so willing to talk about it. And does that reflect in your live act as well, the fact that not only you're playing music like this, but you're willing to, you know, to share these challenges that we all face in life with, you know, people in the audience?
It does. I mean, I know for all three of us, that's part of why we enjoy performing live, because you get to share your life on stage, and being honest is number one important to Sweet Alibi, because that's who we are. If we tried to fight it in any way, it just wouldn't be real anymore. And I think a lot of artists are like that I've seen. And that's what I enjoy about seeing artists. I've always enjoyed that when you see an artist and they tell you a real story and you hear the song and you can connect with it. So we try to do that as well.
For people who may not be familiar with your music, they're going to heard a little bit on the radio. They're going to come to one of the shows in Guelph this weekend. Can you talk about what people can expect at a show from Sweet Alibi?
Well, we have like really enhanced our sound quite a bit because of the second album and its production. We do tour as a full band now. We have drums and keyboard and bass, so it's really fun. It's really full. There's lots of stories, and it's very eclectic. We play everything from the new album to the old album, and we have some new songs as well, and they range from country to soul to folk to more of a roots feel. So it's in, people always come up after the show and say, I love the diversity, I love the stories, and I love that you can get people up and dancing as well.
So tell us a little bit about these new songs. Does that mean that there's going to be a new album coming along fairly shortly? I think We've Got To came out, what, in last year, right? So when will we expect to hear some new music from Sweet Alibi?
Yeah, we released We've Got To in November. It seems like a million years ago, but I guess it's not that long. It did take us 2 years to release our second album after the first, and I think we want to try to be a little bit more faster with the third one. I know that we've got, me and Jess have a lot of songs that we've written. We don't seem to have a problem with writing songs, so it's just a matter of figuring out another theme for the album and really trying to dig into that. I think we're going to take some time off in the fall and try to hit up a cabin or something and sit down and figure out who we want to produce with and try to do something different, but also still keep it a Sweet Alibi.
No, that's great. Well, look, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. If you want to get more information on Sweet Alibi, go to sweetalibi.com. And remember, they will be at Magnolia Cafe on Friday and Saturday evening. So that's Friday, June the 13th, Saturday, June the 14th. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details. What I'd like you to do now, Amber, is introduce the next song, which will be Get It Right, from the album We've Got To.
That's right. So this next song will be Get It Right from Sweet Alibi. And it's about sobriety, and it can also relate to any other thing in life and just getting through it and making it the best.
That's great. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for spending the time to talk to us today.
Here I sit and think of all the time that's been, that I've been doing wrong. Time won't wait, it keeps rolling on. I won't stay too long. I'm gonna get it right. I've got to get it.